Okay, a little more about Tainus Esther, especially this year when it's a Mukdam. When it's a Mukdam, Mincha is going to take a little longer than when it's not a Mukdam, because we say Tachanun and Avinu Malkeinu. It's a Tainus, there's no reason not to say it. We usually don't say it most years, because it's Erev Purim, and it's like by Mincha. But Avada, you're supposed to say Tachanun and Avinu Malkeinu by Tainus Esther, theoretically, and therefore this year we will be saying it. Next, there's a general Shaila, if during the Shiva Shemei HaMishnah, during Sheva Brachas, if the Chazon and Kala have to fast Tainus Esther. The four Tanesim, they have to fast. That's called the Tainus Derabim, it's not Doiche, they're regular, the Yochid, as it's called. But Tainus Esther is more kal, as we find in many places, it's more kal. So there's back and forth in different shitas. The contemporary poiskim hold meik yipotter, some are machmir, you know, like always. But this year, certainly, when it's a mukdam, certainly the chasen kala and shivas mei mishter do not have to fast when it's a mukdam. One third point, usually in a tainus that has elements of avelus for the churban beis hamikdash, so we say someone not fasting lo ya'ane gatzmo shouldn't indulge in food, you know, that are gishmak or that he likes. So the question is, what about tainus esther, which has no avelus aspect to it? So the chayim say, but afal pikein, there's an altifrosh minatzibur aspect, and therefore even if you're eating, you should not indulge and eat like Dvarim Shel Tanugim especially. Okay, Chavis Alvavis, the last Shar, and he's describing an Oed Hashem, and he's describing how their hearts and souls are emptied of any personal desires, and they're just living with Hashem, the Rosan Hashem. And he goes on, Uvuschusum Mistalkim HaYisurim, they have a schus, they can be mizak at the door with salvation from Yisurim, the Yordim HaGishomim, which we certainly need, Uvuschusum Yishuke HaOdom VaHaDomo, Lefishamonu Gufosim and Averus, Moshe Yudeim Emine Hematamim, Uvarchu Benafshosim and HaYisurim, Vahochu Bederech HaTova VaYishoro, Agil Al Malos HaGadolos, B'Sevel Yomim Muatim. They reach very high, Madrega, like we called it, the top of the mountain. In the Yomim Muatim, what Yomim Muatim are we talking about? Well, my good friends, our days in Olam Hazeh are Yomim Muatim. Yimeshino Seinu Behem Shivim Shona Vim Begvuro Shonim Shona Kigos Chish Vanaufa. That's called Yomim Muatim. Vervichu Shnei Olamim, but they gain both Olamos, because as we say, Ashrecha V'Tovloch V'Kipzu Shtei HaTovos V'Shlimu Shnei HaYisronim Kamo Shanema B'Mizmor Ashrei Ish Yireas Hashem, where it says Ashrecha V'Tovloch. So you have both worlds. Now he says something very interesting. He says these people walk around and they're puzzled about something. What are they puzzled about? U'menatema B'Inyonom Kimotu B'Einayim. They say, we don't understand, we don't have more mitzvahs. They are viewing mitzvahs the way the Chavis Halvavis' perspective on mitzvahs is, which is a thank you to Hashem. And Mela, we are always full of gratitude to Hashem, because every step we take, every breath we take, every everything we take, or do, or think, or things function, everything we have to express thanks for. That's why we say, Ananachram HaSvikim L'Hodos L'cha. So the Chavis Halvavis learns that doing Torah or mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs is one big thank you to Hashem, one big expression of gratitude. That's the mahalach of the whole Sefer, that's his perspective on life, and that answers a lot of questions about Avodas Hashem, which we won't be mirechin now. So he says, these people, they say, we don't have enough mitzvahs. Ki miyatu b'aneim ha-mitzvahs ha-shasivu b'mabore b'tzat chovas tovaso shehetiv lahem, because if you look at the impetus for mitzvahs, so they say, we don't have enough mitzvahs. Uvitzad ma shekiblu al nafshosom min hayegiyah v'hayishtadlus, what they're ready to do avodas Hashem, v'haseivu v'amitun l'dovka b'avodaso, they say, this is nothing, this is too easy, we get off easy here. V'zek asher asapalach, I'll make the cheshvin, what they say. V'vishamonu mitzvahs abo, right? Oh wow, 613 mitzvahs, 365 losa says, Bein Hazaros, a man mitzvah shechayavim bem, and then you have the 248 aseis. He says, oh, come on, calm down. You have mitzvah shechayavim ben hatzibur, bein hayachos chayav behen, samachay mitzvahs. That's already, we knocked off 65. Umehen mitzvahs aseis yasman gromos. So you're like, you don't always have to do it, you do it once in a while. Mitzvahs atzliyos bizman mi built this man. Meaning, only particular days that come once in a while. Shabbos, Moyet, Tzom, and then mitzvahs aseis that are only in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have karbonos, trumas, maisos, chagigas, aragolim. Umehen mitzvahs tzliyos bedevorim. Sheyim tzu v'schayvim bohem. You don't always have to do it, it's only when the situation exists. And then you have sometimes a one-shot deal, like Mila, Pidgin Aben, Mitzvah Smako, Misha Ein Lo Bias, it's situational. So, you know, you start counting it up. What's the big deal? We want more mitzvahs. That's what they're thinking. Okay, we'll continue.